Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Well, it is that complicated, because last week you didn't, you were afraid you were going to have it when you went tubing last Sunday, when you were supposed to go tubing last Sunday.
Yeah, Aunt Flo showed up in your all studio, and I told her to please hold off, because I ain't got time for that. I don't want to show up the water.
And
yeah.
She listened?
I thought she held up? I thought she was already, I understood it that she was already there, and you were trying to rush her out so she'd be gone by Sunday so you can go tubing.
No, I was in pain. I knew something was going to happen soon, but I just didn't want it to happen until after Sunday. And then Sunday's plans were thwarted, and I appreciate the good looking out, Aunt Flo, but it was pointless.
Could have been done with it by now.
What kind of mood are you in today? Because I got the stuff I have laid out to talk about that I just need to proceed with caution.
No, you don't. No, I.
Yes, I do.
I risked a life.
Self-preservation, man.
I risked a life of HJs in the parking lot for you.
Two mile? Stop it.
That's how it starts, JP.
That's not how it starts. There is zero addiction factor with Mital.
It helps with my pain, right? So it's a pain thing.
But it's not a narcotic.
But what if I'm like, well, two ain't enough. Let me take four. And then I'm like, you know what? It'll be better if I snort it. And then I would inject
then
it.
Then you'll end up with, if you decided to take more Mital, you would end up with health issues like kidneys and stuff like that. But it wouldn't lead you to going down on dudes in a parking lot for another bottle of Mital.
I understand that, I think, pretty much. And you never know. But I mean, but I would then say, oh,
not unless
God.
You wanted to. And then, you know, of course, you're a grown-ass woman with a healthy sexual appetite. Who's the judge?
No, but then I'm like, Mital ain't enough. I now need to do crack. And then I need to do heroin. And now I'm on opiates. And
that's
all because
a giant jump. Mital to crack?
Well, it doesn't happen like by the end of the week, but it happens eventually because that's how this stuff, and I'm not even joking about, like, that's how it starts. People take a little bit and then they take more and then they take more and then that's not enough.
Well, but you'd have to have constant pain to want to keep taking more, right?
I do have constant, and I constantly want to take, but I constantly don't.
It ends soon.
Well, maybe.
But it's not like, I'm not saying you don't have a year of pain. You know what I mean?
No. Here's what you need to ask yourself. If you're constantly having a pain, then maybe Mital doesn't work for you and you need to try something else,
like an Aleve
or like an Advil or something along those lines.
No, I don't take anything at all. Like, I haven't taken anything. And then I took it because I know for the next 3 hours, I don't want to be mean and fight and I want to be happy and I don't want to be in pain.
You want to feel better too.
So I took it at, like, 15 minutes ago or something so that I can be okay for the show. And then after that, I won't take it anymore at all for the rest of ever because there's no need to because I don't want to. Because
regular life, you just deal with it and you don't have to talk to people.
Well, the good news is I might have like 11 Percocets left if you want them. No. I don't know if Nicole threw them out yet or not.
No.
They might be gone.
Might be dissolved in vinegar?
They might be. That's usually how she gets rid of medications. She puts them in a thing and dissolves them in vinegar so they don't...
Maybe by the end of the show, she'll have made the jump from Mital to Percocet.
Might be.
No.
You never know.
No.
Stranger things have happened.
You said Mital to crack. I mean, what's...
Right.
I just don't want to be addicted to anything. I don't want to live my life
No,
like
you won't be.
I'm just excited for the weekend.
This is all your fault, Flo. I know.
Everybody's bleeding for the weekend.
trying to have a couple of people over at the pool on Sunday. Oh. And this has been planned for a couple of weeks now, so...
Oh.
So you need to just go ahead.
Can't you just plug up and go about your day?
Oh, jeez.
Ew.
Why ew?
B, I don't know why you call it. I don't just say it like that.
Plugging up.
But B.
She's plugged up.
I just want it to be gone completely. I would rather not.
Well, of
course.
I want world peace, too, but it's not happening anytime soon.
I'm not leaving till after Labor Day weekend.
No.
There you go.
I look forward to this weekend all year.
Slow.
Monica, it started yesterday. Is it normal to go through Labor Day weekend if it started yesterday?
I mean, no, because that's all day Thursday, Friday. What am I
going
to go into a coma? No, that's plenty of bleeding.
Who has ever heard of that?
That's plenty of bleeding. I don't even care if you stay, Aunt Flo, just take away. I have to be in a bikini, so you can take this bloat and get out of here with it.
That too. Man.
Will you wear the thong bikini around the pool at condo complex? I'm guessing no.
My I think I did. Because I'm lucky. Because usually there's a lot of people there. You know, there's nobody there. Nobody ever goes to that pool.
Oh, that's great.
Are you in the 55 awesome. And older community?
No. Are you in a jackass community?
Now, why are we calling names? Why do you have to resort to calling names?
Because F you, that's why. Because I'm not 55. How am I living in a 55 and over community?
I figured maybe you got a guy.
Okay,
that's all.
Figured. You can figure elseways. What?
Elseways?
Are you in a jackass community?
She's so mad she's making up words.
I
love it.
Elseways.
All right. So,
but you know what, you guys? I'm in a really, really... Guess what just happened? Okay, so...
What just happened?
It's so exciting. I can't
Leonard Fournette went to the Bucks to give to give Tom Brady a lethal weapon at running back for the first time in his career.
Are they legitimately excited about the taped up, scotch tape, patched together team that they have for 1 year? Are you kidding me right now? That's embarrassing.
What's embarrassing?
Any team would be excited to have that quarterback, that tight end, that running back.
Let's get to this. Not to mention the rest of that offense.
Mike Evans.
That offense could be just absolutely... Could be lethal. Could be lethal.
On paper, have we never seen teams like this just crap the bed?
Yeah, we've seen it, but listen, if you're a Bucks fan who struggled for a lot of years,
you should know.
You should know. Because you, who is the most optimistic Bills fan every year, it's not like they've given you a whole hell of a lot to cheer about, with the exception of those 4 years. And you always go into every season optimistic.
Of course, but I will.
Now, if you were going into a season with this offense... No. And that defense that already exists.
For a year. It's such a temporary Band-Aid. And this is legitimate, and you can ask anybody that I've hung out with in the Bills season. You're right. I'm never going to say they're going to lose. I'm always going to say they're going to win. However, I hated it when we got Terrell Owens and when we got LeSean McCoy. When we got these old busted-up players, when we had Rex Ryan, because I knew it was never going to last. I would rather suck longer.
Who's busted up?
Better team.
Who is busted up? Gronk just came off a year away from the game. Right?
So that's
Brady's not busted up.
Oh,
and Fournette's not busted up.
He's 175 years old and he's terrified.
He's not busted up.
He's going to get knocked on his butt one time, break a hip, and be done.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
You have to admit, if you're a Bucks fan, signing Fournette yesterday was a pretty awesome surprise.
God.
If he's not a dick.
But...
If he comes in and he's a dick, then, although I don't think he's going to get away with that crap, with Brady. And I think he was probably a dick most of the time because he was stuck in a situation he didn't want to be in. He was trying to get himself out. Successfully, I might add.
Maybe he just runs the football really well and nobody cares what he's like otherwise.
I love how you got... Fine. You know what? Great. That's great.
What?
So let's just say they
win the Super Bowl as a home game?
Somehow win more than 5 games. Somehow. And let's just say, they consider their season a success, right? You know it's a 1-year contract, right? You know that this is not a long-term, this is going to save this franchise situation, right?
Well, if they win, it's not saving the
franchise. Then what happens next
year? You build on top of that.
Okay, why aren't you building? I would rather, and again, everybody's got their own whatever. Good for you, Bucks fans, if that's what you want to do. I don't like Band-Aid situations. I don't like temp stitches. I need long run.
You had the opportunity to decide to sign the GOAT.
Pass.
And that's why you're not a GM in the National Football League.
We'll see.
By the way, you know how important hashtags are, Monica. You know what's trending on Twitter?
What?
Hashtag Super Bowl 2021. For example, Nick, I'm calling it now. Buccaneers will be the first team ever to host and play in their own. Hashtag Super Bowl 2021.
That's great.
It's all over Twitter. It's crazy. It's going to be lit, says Marlena.
Correct Twitter always is. That's
Hashtag
right.
Super Bowl 2021.
So which are you calling the Band-Aid? Are you calling the Brady deal Band-Aid
yes.
or Fournette?
The entire team this year will cease to exist.
Brady didn't sign a 1-year deal, but he signed a 2-year deal, right?
But he doesn't have Fournette next year, even if he stays. So the whole
You don't know.
Okay.
Trust me. If Fournette gets on that field and tears it up, he will have a contract before year's end.
How come I don't know, but y'all know, you're so convinced that they're going to? Like, what makes you guys so right?
Because
and so wrong?
I'm calling BS on your attitude. Because because you're nothing but sunshine and rainbows every single season when it comes to the Bills. But here, the Bucks fans, and listen, I don't really have a horse in this race. I got my own thing going on in Jersey. Right? But you got to admit, on paper, it's kind of sexy and it's exciting for the fans.
Meh.
That's it. That's what it's all about.
Such a negative. No, I'm looking at it.
Negative.
See?
Negative.
Negative. Probably the-
Tom. All right. See now. Tom. Bear poke.
Oh, no, Brett. Oh, no.
He's got a $2 million.
Take two more, Mydol.
He's got a 1-year deal worth of, with a max value of 3.5. He gets a $2 million base salary, and incentives are based on rushing yards and playing time. Plus, with no offsets from his Jaguars deal, Fournette can double dip if he wins his grievance and add $4.2 million. So he could be playing for $7.7 million this year. Could be if he wins.
That's great.
Hmm. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's exciting.
Do you understand?
It's at least exciting.
Do you understand what that city would be like if the Bucks were playing in a home Super Bowl, if there are fans back in stadiums?
That's great. Now, what about the next year?
Well, who cares about the next
year? If I'm a Bucks fan, if I'm, and that's the other thing too, is
you're out of your mind.
Okay.
You're out of your mind.
Okay.
Why would you look past? All I'm saying is,
if you're a real fan, you do. If you're a true, honest to God, you're able to be objective and say, okay, now this is good for this year. What else is this franchise got for me?
The only time you're looking into next season is if you're losing this one. If they're not losing this one, nobody's going into 2021-22. Nobody.
Okay. Then enjoy.
Why would you? If you're winning now, why are you looking past the moment?
Because it happens. Because the future happens, JP. And
right.
These
it happens. But why would you get wrapped up in, oh, my God, I hope we win this year? Because, I mean, enjoy it while you're in it.
Of course.
Why can't you give these people some joy?
Like I just said, enjoy it. But I believe in looking at the next step. That's just me. Y'all don't have to. Stick your head in the sand.
The children are the future.
The Bucks are going to be the best team in the NFL for the next forever because of what happened this year.
You have to understand for the fans it's exciting. You have to.
Good for them.
But yeah, I mean, do you at least agree on that?
I don't. I'm going to say this once, and I don't need it to be cut up, and I'm not going to whatever. I'm just saying, if, as a Buccaneer fan, you are possibly excited about TB12 being here, I guess you have that right. Even though it's only 2 years, and he's old, you have that right. The rest of it is just a patched together, embarrassing old man league.
Well, did you say old man league?
Team,
yes.
Whatever.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying, if they do have a run and they're playoff bound and that Super Bowl is in Tampa and they got Brady, that place is going to be nuts. That is going to be the best city in the country to live in at that time. Hands down, the most electric city in the country.
Okay.
If it's real. If it's real. I'm not saying, listen, if they're, you know, 3-3 after 6 games, I'm not saying he's, you know, everything's going to be out of control. But if it's moving the right direction and the whole thing, and then you're looking at the rest of the schedule and they got easy games on the schedule and they get into the playoffs and all, Tampa, if the Bucs are making a run, the sit and the Super Bowl is in Tampa, that city is going to be out of control. Awesome.
Will there be parties? Because I'll go.
Of course there'll be parties, but they probably won't invite you.
But you wouldn't want to.
Nobody's having negative Nancy at that party.
Why would you want to?
No, I'm not, I'm not celebrating anything positive of the QB, but I feel like I'm more of a fan. I would like the Bucks to win. I've always cheered for the Bucks. I've always, unless they're playing the Bills, I'm always going to cheer for the Buccaneers. I do want them to win, except when stupid craps Patrick was there here. That was just ridiculous. But it's... since I'm not diehard crazy, which I don't think a lot of people are, and that's proof by the attendance. I'm looking at the entire situation, not just right now and stars in my eyes.
All I'm talking about is the city. Listen, do I think that this roster is going to last 10 years and they're going to be on a 10-year run like there's another dynasty about to happen? No.
But if you
talk about
here,
right
you,
now, it's you, exciting for the city.
That's all I'm saying. Literally exactly what you just said is all I'm saying. And if you live here, you're all you have
to
do.
Yeah, but I have
about,
a much more positive way of presenting it to the audience. You're pissing all over their parade.
I'm being realistic.
Well, most people would take the Super Bowl, say it resulted in a Super Bowl. Most people would take the one-off Super Bowl where you would skip it and rather homegrown it and not bring in superstars who may be at the last third of their career.
Two different styles.
But most fans wouldn't do that. Most fans, that's part of the game, right? Is mixing up everything you've got, veterans and rookies and all that stuff. You always mix.
If we're all being honest, you know, not a lot of Jet fans were over the moon when they signed Favre. I mean, it was a little bit of sunshine, but
it was a little exciting.
But he was limping out of everything. Right. He was limping out and out of everything at the time. Like, they knew he wasn't going to be the savior. You know, Tom Brady was what? He was back in the AFC Championship game last year, right? I mean, wasn't he? I forget which. All the years of winning blend.
There we go.
You know?
And last year seems so long ago. Right. Honestly, it seems like 5 years ago.
I know. So it's like, you know, he's still a viable option. Mm. And then they got Gronk. And then they got Fournette. And they got Mike Evans. And they got the line. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. A little excited.
Just saying it could be sexy for the fans. That's all. Sexy.
But then I guess that's what's frustrating, too, is if someone who lives here and has to be submerged in it all, it's frustrating for these quote-unquote fans that you're saying that everything would be sexy for when they crap on the Bucks all the time or when they don't show up for games at all. And now they don't ever show up for games. And now this season, now that number 12 is here, they're all, I want to go see the first two games. If you were a real fan, you would have sat there through
Monica,
all the crap.
There is a very small faction of human beings that meet your expectations of fandom.
Yeah, it's a small percentage. It really is. Yep. People love winning. And how about if this is the thing that has the fans crawl out where now they come out and they fill the stadium and it starts that tradition of always going and it starts a winning tradition that is more consistent. So they get those fans. I mean, you got to get there somehow.
You're
he doesn't
so
want
cute,
them.
Roger.
All
team, so
you
cute.
Think teams start there?
You think that this team hasn't seen a surge of, oh my gosh, they're great. And then they have one bad
of
game
course.
And nobody shows up. So
there's tons of teams like that. I get that.
I don't know what the catalyst is going to be because it's happened so since I've been here. I don't know about before I got here, but since I've been here so many times where everybody's on board and then they have one or two bad games and everybody hates their guts and nobody goes. And then all of a sudden they're the highlight. No, look at this. And then nobody goes. It's very frustrating to watch as someone who's sat through some real, I can speak from experience. I know crappy seasons. Y'all know that. Bills get busted all the time, but I never wavered and I always, always supported them.
Again, there's a very small faction of human beings that meet your definition of fandom.
No, and define small faction. All Bills fans. Literally all Bills fans. So that's a lot of people. And I hate the term Bills Mafia, but Bills Mafia, I mean, they're out there and they have lived through it and they never doubted and they didn't want, and they're, you can believe me or not,
right.
Don't want what's his face as our QB no matter what.
So it's that fandom for that one team because the Sabres aren't, it's not the same way with the Sabres.
It's been a long time, 2008 or so.
Oh, really?
But I'm still a diehard. And yes, are there as many? I don't know what the numbers are, but there are certainly some diehard Sabres fans that I personally know, yes.
Every
the difficulty
diehard,
about Tampa is because it's a transient market.
There's the excuses.
I'm not saying it's an excuse.
No,
it's
just a reality.
That's a reality. It's a real thing. It's not an excuse. It's a real thing. People descend on Tampa because it's a beautiful place to live and it's a great place to raise a family and it's great, but they move from other parts of the country because it's great. The weather.
But also,
everything.
If the team loses, you got other things to do.
Right.
In Buffalo and Pittsburgh and the Northeast, that's all you got. Every Sunday, you look forward to go to work and get out. Oh, can't wait for Sunday. Maybe in Tampa, it's easier if the team's not so good to have other distractions.
Yeah, well, what other things are there to do? And of those other things.
What do you mean?
Hold on. Of those.
Some of the best sports fishing in the world is out there.
Of those other things, how many beaches. People are doing them? Like, the beaches aren't
Seven.
That crowded. I go and I know that they're not that crowded.
Whatever the reasons
can
are.
Can really quickly talk about the reason I was excited in the first place?
Oh, did we never get to that?
No.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back,
you guys.
It is. We are late.
We do have to break, but I want to get to some of these phone calls too. And
yeah. All right, Monica, first we'll get to what you were going to say.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy, isn't that right, hun? Dax.
Sorry. Did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely. Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.